Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Ruth Hughes and Jess Shaw ahead of Birmingham Panthers' debut season in the Netball Super League. Ruth, you were born in Stockton, weren't you? And up here it's either Oatsway or Grangetown. So which side of the fence did you fall on?
Well, actually, when I grew up in Stockton, I actually didn't have a clue what netball was. So I didn't play at all. I only started playing when I went to high school. By that point, I'd moved over to the Northwest. So I probably started a bit older than a lot of people.
But obviously, just given their pathway as well, a huge benefit being part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, especially now as well, grassroots level netball has progressed so much. So yeah, just being in that pathway, you know, you're going to get incredible coaching to bring out the best netballer in you and take you as far as you can.
Jess, for you, it was obviously Jets. Just how important was Jets in your career to date?
Yeah, I think Yorkshire Jets gave me the opportunities from a very young age. Being lucky enough to start actually in Super League at the age of 15, I think it's just given me that experience that I have now in the seasons later in terms of, I think this is maybe like my 13th, 14th season in Super League. So I think having that exposure from such a young age and like kind of the training and like different players that you came up against, I think it's just really helped me become the player that I am today.
A lot of players as well left Super League as part of this new phase as well. So you'll be pleased that you're still able to continue as things turn pro.
Yeah, definitely. Because again, when I started, there probably was like just your parents in the crowd. And then we started to get a few crowds, maybe like 50 to 100. But now, like you said, obviously it's turning professional. And I think hopefully in the coming seasons as well, from this after this season, that actually we will build them crowds. And yeah, it's really nice to be a part of it.
I suppose to both of you maybe, but was that intensity there, given the fact that there was less teams, less contracted players, and around that time as well, end of the season, what was that like for you? How did you handle it? Maybe the wrong word, but yeah, just take us into the end of the season, really.
Yeah, I think last season at the end of the season, obviously knowing that Stars wasn't going to continue, I think was quite emotional for quite a lot of the Stars players. And again, not knowing if you were going to be able to find a new team. So I think, yeah, it'll obviously be different for different players. But then to be given that opportunity to be within a squad and obviously still have Jo as the head coach is really exciting. And yeah, I'm really grateful that she's taken me on board.
Yeah, it was quite unsettling, wasn't it, at the end of the season? Just kind of not knowing where you were going to be, what kind of the future looked like, what teams, you know, were going to be in the league. It's not just the netball that you got to think about. It's, you know, your job that you have. Can you relocate? You know, where's your family? If you have children. So it's not, I think, as easy as maybe it might appear. But yeah, so luckily for us, it worked out. And we're so excited to have Birmingham Panthers as a new franchise and to be a part of it for the debut season. So yeah.
Jo spoke to me last season and she obviously made a big thought process was the fact that she wanted you to finish top four. Narrowly just missed out on that, but I suppose the performances last season, you must have been pleased with in part.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think especially having them two seasons back to back and just keep pushing. Obviously, I think we finished fifth in the first one and then maybe sixth actually, and then building into that top four, getting that semi-final spot. And I think where we have kept a few of the players from Stars to now Birmingham, and then obviously getting new players in just to strengthen players that maybe haven't come with us. I think it's just really exciting. I think we're really hoping to push on this season and keep banking on the performances that we've done over the previous seasons at Stars.
Yeah, and it's great just to have Jo with us, just to continue her style of coaching and really build upon, especially with Stars players, you know, what we have done for the past two seasons. So, yeah, I'm excited to get
that. Ruth, what's it going to be like for you being part of the next phase of netball in the Midlands?
Oh, yeah, for me, I'm just super excited to have this opportunity. I've been a training partner now for about 4 years. So to finally get a contract in the 10, it just, it means everything to me. But I think I just wanted that bigger challenge, you know, to play the game at a faster pace. You know, it's more physical, it's more skillful. And I just think being able to play with these girls brings out the best player in me. And I know that I can continue to improve. So, yeah, I'm really excited for the challenge and just soak it all up, really.
We could go through the entire team and we'll be here for about 3 hours, but I want to look at the fact that Joe's managed to get Gabby Coffey, Gabby Sinclair and Gabs Marshall as well. The question there is, what do you call each other on court? Just surnames or any wacky nicknames?
Well, living in a house with all three of them, that becomes quite difficult. we have got nicknames, haven't we? I mean, Gabby Marshall has just took the name Gabby or Gabs. Yeah, she's claimed that one. Gabby Coffey we call Gabe. I think that's something that a nickname that she brought from home back in Australia. And then Gabby Sinclair, this is a bit of a different one, but we call her JT. And it's from, apparently Justin Timberlake was in a group called NSYNC. Is that right?
Yeah.
So Sync and Sinclair and Justin Timberlake's initials are JT. So
it makes sense.
It's such a loose connection. They've actually stuck at me.
Jess, you've been doing some guest coaching as well for Claire, Lauren and Shani at Vortex. It's just about giving back your skills, really. That'll be important to you.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for the younger generation and kind of getting out there and actually having, I guess, role models that they can see and aspire to be in terms of actually having coaches that come in, like all players going in and coaching kind of the younger generation, just, I guess, bridges that gap a little bit and just makes it kind of a bit more possible and a bit more exciting for them that actually we have got players that can go in and coach them and kind of give them that experience. So, I do like to get out there and coach where I can, especially for that young generation to help inspire them to get to where they want to get to. But I think with all the academies that are popping up at the moment, I think it's really important and it's only going to continue to grow our sport and hopefully get more bums on seats at our Super League games as well.
How did you enjoy the recent England call-up? I've got to ask you.
It was really good and I've really enjoyed kind of my first international window with England and I think it's just given me a bit more experience and yeah, now I'm just excited to kind of get back with the Birmingham Panthers and then just see what we can do this season.
How well has Emma Barry settled and what's she like at Supershot so far?
Emma Barry, she's part of our next gen, so that's super exciting to have her with us. She's settling in so well and it's great to have her training with Super League as well. Supershot has took us all a bit of time to get used to, I think, and I think it'll take more than a season really to bed into our play. I don't think next gen play Supershot this year, but we've all been, you know, practicing it, training and feeding it into our friendly games as well during pre-season. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how each team kind of approaches it. But it's great to have the Aussies on board as well who have already experienced it in Suncorp.
What's Joe said about some of the main aims for the season ahead?
We've sat down as a team and decided kind of where we want to be finishing and things like that. Obviously our aim is top four and trying to get that semi-final spot as well. But again, it's a long season, but I think having them goals set and kind of the standards where we want to aim, we just got to keep ticking by and follow the process and hopefully the outcome will take care of itself if we do nail the process that we've put in place.
New era, games at the arenas as well. It's about getting more fans to games as well. How much are you looking forward to that? Because let's be honest, they're really going to make a difference.
Yeah, and I think even when we've had, obviously, in previous seasons, the crowd makes such a difference, especially now we've only got 10 players. We definitely do need that crowd behind us. And I think especially in these close contested games, if we've got that crowd behind us and that noise, it's going to massively help. So we want as many people, bums on seats, to help us game by game, I guess.
Brilliant. Jess and Ruth, thank you so much for your time. And not that you need me to say it, but enjoy the season.
Thank you.
A bold new era of netball has arrived. The Netball Super League is back and better than ever. Witness every second of the power, the fight, the last gasps, the unmissable moments, and the pure thrill of the game. This season, we're bringing our sport to more arenas, more fans, and more homes with every match broadcast live. So join us. Don't miss a single second of the brand new Netball Super League. It all starts on Saturday, the 8th of March.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.